I think we're good.
Yeah, I think after all these tech support issues, we're about ready to start here. You got anything fun, crazy, weird stories to share?
Maybe. I was debating if I would share this or not, but
I mean,
have you ever?
Okay, go ahead.
Have you heard the phrase "thirsty on Maine"?
Yes. Normally, okay. It's horny on Maine, though.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I've just been seeing it on Twitter, at least, thirsty on Maine. So it's horny on Maine.
I mean, I guess it depends, because thirsty is when you're pursuing something. Like, you know, thirsty is like talking about someone who's hot or like commenting on like pictures or whatever. And I guess horny is more just like actually posting it yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, thirsty is more the pursuit. Horny is just like putting it out there.
Yeah. So I think I'm guessing this is kind of related to the quarantine and social distancing and people kind of going a little stir crazy.
Perhaps I should say it in that way, because Harvey Z on Twitter got called out a little bit.
Oh, Harvey Z got thirsty on Maine, huh?
And I'll blame the quarantine. Let's do it that way. It was the quarantine. I was stir crazy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
What ended up happening, I'll defend myself and I'll explain. Maybe I wasn't thirsty, but after your description, okay, I was thirsty on Maine. The gist of it is, so Harvey Z has a small but loyal following of fans on his Twitter account. What I don't realize is some of them I actually know and follow and listen to this show.
Okay.
And so Harvey Z will occasionally, I have a wide variety of interests. You're my gaming news hookup. I have a lot of like wrestling stuff. And then every so often, I just like to pursue random knowledge things. And so recently I've gotten into
you were pursuing random knowledge on Twitter.
Now I was pursuing random knowledge. What it was, I was actually following the Indian political uprisings and things that were happening in India. And the way I was pursuing and learning about it was through feminism, through feminist influencers who basically were like teenage girls who were tweeting about life in India and were making like witty and sarcastic comments and such. But like one of them started to talk about feet pics.
Oh no, Harvey, no.
And I was like, and they were like, oh, maybe I should just start selling feet pics. What do you guys think? And they put up like some pictures of their feet.
No,
and
no, I don't want to talk about this. I'm already done.
And I was just like, this person needs more positivity in the world, and Harvey Z is a man of positivity. I was like, those are some nice feet. You could totally make money selling feet pics. You should do this.
God,
$5 on Venmo. And then what I didn't realize, and I was like, that's the end of it. Done. And then suddenly throughout the day, I suddenly got a couple of likes and replies to my tweets. And I was like, oh, social media, Harvey Z is taking off. This is the right thing. What did I put out there that's quality content? And it was that comment of all things, which I didn't realize, like, oh yeah, my followers would see this stuff. Yeah. And like,
oh,
I got
Jesus.
Like a facepalm or like an angry, not an angry, like a Kanye picture and like somebody else just liking it. And I was like, I didn't mean for these guys to see that.
That's what happens on social media. They see everything.
Yeah, so Harvey Z, under quarantine, thirsty on Maine.
Harvey, oh God.
She asked a question. I answered it.
I mean,
I didn't mean for everybody else to know my opinions on it.
That, okay.
This is why I'm not the social media guru of this team.
Yeah. All right. Look, Harvey Z, you keep your feet to yourself, okay? I didn't see this happen. Were these people that were following you?
These are people that follow me. I know at least one of them I don't know if they should follow both of us. Not all of them did. Like, this was only, and to be fair, it was like three people. It wasn't that big of a deal.
So
we didn't cause like We didn't go viral with this.
Okay, I didn't think you went viral. It was just some people that... okay, now, you know what? That, no, I'm not even getting into this. This is not how I wanted. No.
You could just separate this as, like, he's not affiliated with us.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, this was... We
blame the quarantine.
I don't even have anything witty for this. This is just you put your foot in your mouth and that's what happened.
See, I want to make so many comments, but I need to distance myself from the feet thing, this minor scandal of mine.
Yeah, you.
So I just need to walk away from.
Yeah, you dipped your toe in the water, realized it didn't work, and just need to take a step back. You don't want to make a heel out of yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Well, what a heel turn this was. I wasn't expecting you to go this way.
I'm a soul man.
All right. So I guess now that we're in step with each other, we should go ahead and get the podcast started. What do you think?
Yes, I've confessed my sins. I'm forgiven. You're welcome. Let's go.
It's a gamer. We're here. It's a gamer.
This makes no fucking sense, but we're doing it anyway.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Me a Gamer, the procedurally generated podcast that's a roguelike for your feet. I'm your host, T-Man, and I'm here with...
Harvey Z, in the place to be. I'm gritting my teeth.
I love being able to do the intro and throw you off balance. How you doing, Harvey Z? How's the quarantining treating you?
We're hanging in there. We're still here. Week 2 or 3 or whatever of the quarantine.
Yeah, so it's been 2 weeks since we recorded our last social distancing podcast. So this is round 2 of doing it over the internet. The first one is out, and... I didn't have as much problem editing it as I thought I would. There were some hiccups, but not to go into too much sausage. But I think that we should be able to do this from now on, which is good because we've had to rearrange our office here. I don't know if I can fit you in the room that we used to record anymore.
Like, this is like IRL stuff, but now I'm like curious, what's different?
So basically, my girlfriend has been working from home. And you know how our office is laid out, and I'm not going to try and explain this over audio as best I can, but my desk was up against the near wall, which was like to the rest of the condo apartment, while her desk was on the far wall. And basically, there must be like an EMP generator or something in the apartment next to us on that wall. Because her internet is just absolutely shitty if she has her computer against that wall. But if she, like, just moves her laptop to my desk, everything is fine. And so she wants to use her second monitor and, like, work at her desk during the day. We ended up finally, like, rearranging the office. So both of our desks are against the near wall now. And it required me to, like, move my desk forward a little bit. And so, like, the space of the room has been shifted. But
sounds cramped.
Yeah, no, it's actually, like, it's not cramped in general. And her internet is working a lot better now. It seems to work better for both of us overall. It's just the empty space where we normally set the podcast recording table is now occupied by my desk. And the space is in like a different section of the room. So we'll have to, if you come over after all this is over for the face-to-face recording again, we'll have to, do it slightly differently. It seems like.
Okay. This might be a permanent change then, not just a quarantine one.
No, this is definitely a permanent change for as long as we're in this condo, because she cannot like use her computer in the old place. Or, well, she can, but it's just the internet is like very, very irregular.
Acknowledged. Got it.
Yeah. So we're gonna, for as we said last week, we're kind of discontinuing, or not last week, last recording, we're discontinuing Harvey Z Snaps for as long as this the COVID coronavirus is going on.
It just seems right.
Yeah, I agree. So Harvey Z, both of us have acquired a game. I know I've been playing it a lot. How is your Animal Crossing Island going?
So I've been playing exclusively almost. I played a couple like Slay the Spires, but nothing but this game. But like, you seem way, way ahead of me. But you haven't played any prior Animal Crossings either, have you?
I have not.
How are you so far ahead then?
I mean, I know what I'm doing. Like, okay, so how far are you? Let's figure out the gap between what we're doing here.
I just built a bridge last night.
Okay. So that means you built the bridge, which means you should be getting the materials needed to build three new houses, correct?
He hasn't told me what I'm supposed to do, but yes, I know I'm supposed to build three new houses later, but I don't know what the materials are yet.
Okay, you should, if you've got the bridge up, you should be able to talk to him and...
Yeah, that's the next part. I just stopped that information. Before. Yeah, but that's right where I was. Last night, I put the bridge down and then I ended it for the night.
Okay, so I think you're just playing slow. It less than I am.
I play it for like 20 minutes at a time and that's it.
Yeah, you need to put a little more, like, I've been probably putting in about an hour to 2 hours each day over the course of the entire day. Like, one of the things about this game, this is interesting, is that, like, the day-night cycle is reflected in the game itself.
Yes.
Yeah, and so, like, I'll check in the morning before I start work, and then, like, maybe, like, once on my lunch break and then a little bit in the evening. So I'm like spreading it out. I'm not like doing it all at once. But like the important thing is to kind of go after those key things that the Tom Nook is asking you to build.
So that's the thing with me. Like I have almost exclusively been playing it in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of like, I don't have time during the day to do it. So I've usually actually been playing it almost like right around like 10 to 11 p.m. always. And then only recently with like the opening of the store was there an actual hard penalty of like if you come in after a certain time, you will miss out on stuff.
Yeah. Like, and the store, it's still forgiving because you can still sell things.
But you don't get the bonuses and stuff.
Yeah, you don't get the bonuses. You have, and like, you can't see what they have for sale either. You have to buy during the store hours. So that definitely, I feel like that's definitely a hamper on your experience.
Yeah. And so, I mean, for the most part, it's been fine. Like I was playing around like 8 or 9 at one point when the store opened up. And so I was able to do it for the first time, but it was right around then. Like I got the store and then I did the bridge quest and then that was it. So I haven't been like playing it a lot, but like when I played the game, one of the difficulty things, or not difficulty, but like there's not a lot of clear objectives and goals. And I remember texting you about that, where this is a weird new type of game for me. One that I usually don't like, where I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and I need kind of objectives.
Well, I mean, like what Nook tells you to do is basically your objective.
Yeah, but if I don't want to just serve like his capitalistic purposes.
But that, I mean, that's how you make it so there's more stuff for you to do like on your own. Like the reason I have 6 villagers in my island now.
Really? I have 2.
Yeah, my 6th one just moved in. Like each day after you do the houses things, 3 people move in, 1 in each house over time. And then you can start getting more. I think there's a cap of 10 per island. But I'm on my 6th villager now. They just moved in today. And yeah, so let's back up a bit. Who are your 2 villagers you currently have right now? And are you getting along with them?
Wait, you cannot get along with them?
Yeah, people don't like their villagers sometimes.
Oh, well, okay. I thought you meant in-game. Like,
I mean, in-game too. Like, if you hit them with a net and, like, do stuff to them, I'm pretty sure you can make them want to leave. So, it is possible. Really? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. I have hit one of them, maybe. so, I have The one I really like is this dude named Biff.
Oh, okay. Biff?
Biff is a hippopotamus who's a total bro.
Okay.
To the point of where he calls you bro and he talks about lifting and he has a shirt that says gold on it. So I get along great with Biff, the hippo.
Okay.
And then I have like this luchador rabbit that I don't even remember her name.
Oh, nice.
But she likes to like call me Cottontail or Cotton. Yeah, Cottontail a lot. And like she basically runs around at night like with a net. And like I'm kind of neutral with her, but like I don't mess with her. She doesn't mess with me. It's fine. But those are the two people I have. And then I met like two other people on the island and I told them to come and like chill with me. But they haven't showed up.
Well, you have to build the houses first. And then if you've told anyone to come chill with you, they will show up when you build the houses.
Okay, because there was like a squirrel and there was some other guy that I didn't really want, but I couldn't tell them no, apparently. And so I was like, all right, you can come and hang out at my place.
Yeah. So I invited two people and then the third person that showed up was just random. So right now, my villagers... I've got Rowan, who is a tiger, and he's like the muscle jock guy. He's kind of like Biff. He's always lifting weights and exercising. He likes working out and muscles. And then I've got Renee, who I kind of don't really have a read on right now. She's a rhino, and she kind of likes building things and like has like fashion. But I don't really get like she those two were my first villagers and I kind of like Renee kind of like is a very normal, almost too normal kind of villager. Like I'm worried she's got like a basement where she's doing some weird shit, but I don't really have a read on her. So then the first person I invited to my island was Sherb, and Sherb is like my favorite of all of them. I love Sherb.
I've seen you tweeting about Sherb.
Sherb is the best. He's a goat. Wow. And he likes eating and sleeping. And he is like fucking weird as shit. And I love him. Like he like waters my flowers. He'll like just become and chill in my yard. Like he's the best bro.
Really?
He like every time we talk, he's like, we're best friends. You're my guy, and like I gave him a sweater that I thought he'd like, and he put it on immediately, and now he wears it around instead of his original sweater. Like,
that's creepy as hell.
No, I love it, man. We're bros. We're best friends. He's awesome. I love Sherb.
Like he comes over and waters your shit.
Yeah. He walks around with. He doesn't just water my shit. He waters all flowers. But like he walks around with a watering can. He likes doing flowers and stuff. I'm okay.
Okay. Because that's like I didn't know they interacted in that way. Like Biff just like checks on me to see if I'm lifted and if I'm tight and if everything's good. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I'm working out. And he's always like, awesome, good. Work on your squats. And like the rabbit though, just like runs around with a net, and I just leave her be.
Like they haven't given you any gifts or anything yet?
I accidentally gave like Biff some random thing and he was like, oh, that's cool. And like, I think he gave me a gift back that was also equally awkward and we didn't talk about it.
I mean,
like, I didn't mean to click and like give him. I think I gave him like some sticks or something.
See, he is like my people just will like see me walking around and be like, yo, T-Man. And they'll run up to me and just give me a gift.
Oh, no. Yeah, we don't have that kind of relationship.
You don't have that relationship with your neighbors? Come on, man. You got to step it up.
Again, I'm usually out at like midnight.
Yeah, okay.
Biff is usually sleeping.
Okay, like that's your problem. You got to take this coming weekend, just take a couple hours during the day, get to know your neighbors, hang out when the sunlight is out.
Like the person I honestly interact the most with is Blathers.
Well, Blathers is awesome. Like I like Blathers.
I do too. Are you so like that's been my thing in the game then because I didn't have a purpose. I was like, well, I guess I'll just focus on the museum. And so call back to like one of our old episodes again, the episode with the I think it's like Monkeys in a Box or something like that. The one where you showed me that weird game.
Mm-hmm. Stanley Parable.
And like I was like, this would be awesome if games had like video museums and stuff like that to explore, or the behind the scenes and stuff like that. I fucking love the museum inside of this place. Like, if you've been inside, it's friggin' huge.
Yeah, yeah. It's really well done. Like, it's very detailed. Like, and
yeah. So I went in there and I saw that and I was like, this is my purpose. I don't actually care about the fish. I don't care about the bugs. I love the dinosaur museum because there's stuff on the walls. There's all these little eras and stuff. So all I do is I go around my island at night and look for fossils.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's one thing you can do, but yeah.
I basically, that's my game at night. For 20 minutes, I check my island for fossils. I check all the fossils if I can grab them. And then I grab, like, I harvest all the fruit. I sell the fruit. I give them the fossils. And then I go to bed.
I mean, you got to do more than that, dude. You got to start crafting some stuff. You've got to visit other islands and find fossils there, too. You look at, like, have you been, like, keeping up with your Nook Miles? Because those are other things to, like, as
I do, like, I check on them and stuff. And, I've redeemed them to get, like, better tools and the crafting stuff. I've done that. But, like, I've got my outfit, like... I look around and see, that's the thing. You have like crazy stuff that you can buy and stuff. And I'm like, how did you get all this? I mean, I just opened up the store, but I don't know if that leaves like I didn't think you could craft stuff more than like campfires and like rugs.
Right. No, you get all sorts of recipes. So here's how the progression works. So after you've gotten the three houses down and like all three new villagers move in and you've got five total people, the resident tent upgrades into an actual building. Then you get a lot more stuff you can buy with Nook Miles and like, yeah, get other recipes and things like that. Have you expanded your house yet? Have you paid off your loan?
I haven't paid off the loan because I got this 90,000 and I'm like 40,000 into it.
Okay. So like, every time you pay off your loan, Nook also offers to expand your house in some way. Like the first expansion makes it bigger and you get another loan. And then I just paid off that second one. And now I'm getting a new room in my house. I'm having a second room added to my house and that's going to be ready tomorrow. So like these are all things you can be doing. Like paying off your loan isn't the end. Like you're going to get a more stuff to do with your house, more recipes, like, but you gotta put in the effort. Like the game gives you back exactly. You know, like if you want your island to be two guys that you kind of hang out with occasionally while you dig for fossils, that's all your island's gonna be. If you want to make it more than that, you gotta put in the effort. This isn't like everything just happens.
I will say, though, like, for my island, we have a goddamn amazing Jurassic Park dinosaur island. Like, check out my museum. It's great. Only on that one wing. I have, like, a tarantula in, like, my bug section, and that's it. But, like, the actual, like, the fossils? Wow. It's great.
Well, you know what you should do? You should, like, sign up and get, like, a free trial going on Switch Online and let me come visit your island. Like, wow. You should also add me as a friend on Switch because you still haven't added me yet.
I mean, I'm trying. I haven't figured out how to do that. I do have the ability to do the online thing now, I think. Okay. So, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, we'll discuss that after the podcast. All right. Well, I only got through half of my villagers, by the way. There's three others that I total.
Are there a set number of villagers in the game?
I mean, there is a large pool. I don't, and everyone kind of gets their own random combination. Some people.
So you can't get all of them at the same time.
No, there's only 10. You can only have 10 total in your island. And I think there's, you know what? I'm going to do a real quick check here. How many villagers are there?
What fruit are you, by the way?
Pear. I have pears.
Oh, that's right.
What do you
cherries
have?
Cherries for
you
me.
Have cherries. Cool. Yeah.
And coconuts.
Yeah, well, coconuts. Well, I've got all the fruits now. I've been visiting other people, ooh, so I have all fruit, and I can give them to you if we become friends and I can visit your island. So there are 402 different villagers in Animal Crossing New Horizons. So that's why everyone has their own unique island, because the combination you get is going to be completely random.
400?
Yeah. So you're never going to see them all unless you visit other people. Speaking of which,
so I was gonna,
the other like, three I have, if you'll let, just let me get it out. I got to put it on the podcast, man. So the other one I invited was Nana. Oh, and she's like a monkey and she's very nice. She got sick once and I brought her medicine and she thanked me for it. She's kind of like, she wears glasses sometimes when she's reading. So she's got like, and she seems very inquisitive. So she's got kind of like the nerdy side to her. But I like her. She's nice. And then the other two that have come up, I've gotten two bunnies. I've gotten, but not the Luchador bunny. I got Bon Bon and O'Hare. And Bon Bon was the first one that moved in, and O'Hare is the one that just moved in today. And they're both like, I think they're perfect for each other because they're both like very into like fashion and like Bon Bon wants to be a pop star and she's all into like her look and like posing and wants to like become popular. And O'Hare is like the same way, just from a dude's perspective. He's like taking selfies and talking about he wants to be called Captain O'Hare and like
nice, yeah, the captain.
Yeah. So like, and the two, so I put their houses kind of close to each other and they like seem like they're going to get along real well because they're both like into that sort of stuff. And yeah, so those are my six, and we'll see if any more show up. I've got a 1-star rating from my villagers as to what my island looked like because I haven't been doing a lot of like landscaping. I haven't put like enough fun stuff and like decorations out apparently on my island. But you know, I've been.
That's the other thing. Like you look like, so I've seen your house. You put it up and stuff. It looks like a nice house. Like you've taken care of it. There's like a garden and stuff. I guess that you get this poor goat man to come and like garden for you.
I garden like, myself. Let's be real. Sherb just comes and helps out a little bit. Like I've been putting in the work to water everything already.
I have like a mishmash of stuff that I've thrown on a beach that's next to my house. That is like there's some cardboard boxes, there's a frying pan on the ground, there's like a fire nearby and some roses, and like whatever I build, I just throw it on the outside because like the inside of my house is cramped, but like it's filled with random crap as well. Like there's an espresso machine on the ground and like a fax machine nearby and then my chemistry set and I'm like, what do I, like none of it looks like a house. It's just probably because I just chill with the ghost. Do you hang out with the ghost?
I do. I've hung out with the ghost a little bit.
The ghost is my only friend. He's the only missions I do every night, and he every time gets scared of me, but then he gives me random expensive crap, and so I just throw the expensive crap in my house, but then my house has no theme.
Yeah, my house is kind of themeless right now too. I'm hoping once I get a second room I can kind of organize things a little better, but like I've got like my bed and I've got a digital alarm clock on the end table next to my bed, and then I've got a couple different rugs that are spread out on the floor. Have you seen Sahara yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. The camel?
Yeah. She's cool. I like buying stuff from her.
Okay. Again, I'm a cheap man, and I like the random chance of this ghost. And so, because I'm running around for fossils anywhere, so I'll do the ghost mission to like see what I can collect there too.
Have you seen Gulliver yet?
So I saw him once, and then like I logged out, and then the next day he was gone.
Yeah. So like he's kind of like the ghost. You have to wake him up and then do his mission for him.
So he was wanting me to find stuff on the beach, but there's no like markings or something.
I didn't know this until my friend showed me, but if you look on the beach, if you pay attention and wait, there will be like little holes will appear and squirt water out.
Yep.
And you just dig at those spots. And you
okay.
Any other time you'll find clams that you can turn into fish bait. But for Gulliver, once he asks you to find his parts, you just go around and look for those and dig those up on the beaches, and eventually you'll find the parts that you need to give him.
Okay, yeah, I think I've run into him like once or twice, and that was about it. But I didn't do his mission, and I didn't realize he would just disappear.
Yeah, Yeah, like he
what about,
he washes up and like you have the day to take care of it, and then he'll disappear again.
Okay. So then what about, like, people are catching like goddamn huge fishes.
Yeah, those are like just rare chances. I have not caught any of those myself either. Like, it, when it's raining, apparently you have a better chance of catching the rare fish because the spawn rates are higher. But other than that, I don't know.
Do you time travel?
I have not. I am not a dirty time traveler.
Okay, neither am I. But I am a midnight wanderer, I guess. Like, that's it's just for 30 minutes each night.
I, you know, it's interesting because, like, I've heard some people mention that, like, it kind of sucks for people who are, like, work during the day or, like, can't get on except for certain times. Like, right now it's perfect for me because I'm working at home. I'm, you know, got nothing better to do than, like, do a morning routine of checking my Animal Crossing town and making sure everyone's good. But like if I'm working really my focused, regular work day where I'm out of my apartment from like 8 until 6, I'm not going to be checking as often.
Yeah, like I'll usually come back and one of the two neighbors are usually asleep. And then the other one, again, is just running around. Or like yesterday was the first time I found like Biff in a long time just like out at night just chilling. I guess I could go into their houses, but I leave them alone. Like, I give them some privacy.
I mean, if you go into their houses, like, sometimes you run into them, like, crafting stuff, and they'll give you recipes as well. So, just as a heads up, like, you can go into their house and talk to them.
Like, I went once, and I, like, started touching Biff's stuff, and he was like, hey, bro.
Yeah, don't touch like, their all right. stuff, dude. Don't make it weird. Like, you don't like, walk into your friend's house and then start touching everything. Like, you don't do that when you visit me. Why do you do that when you visit Biff? Come on. You go in, like, it was, you say hi, and then you leave. Like,
I thought I was in a video game. I thought I could do whatever I wanted. Like, Zelda rules, like, knock over and take his shit. And then he was like, hey, bro. And I was like, whoa, awkward.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, these are your neighbors. They're not random villager number 5 like in Zelda. The only person that I don't visit in their house is Bon Bon. And that's specifically because when she moved in, the first thing she said to me was, whoa, where I live, people didn't just come into other people's houses uninvited, but I guess I've got to get used to that. And I was like, oh, shit, I've stepped over a boundary here. I didn't mean to do that to her. So I talk to her when she's outside and she's cool with that. But I like Sherb doesn't care when I come visit him in his house. Like that nobody else has commented on it, but Bon Bon did. So I'm like, you know what? She's got a line. I respect that. I won't go in her house anymore.
Sherb sounds like a stoner.
I mean, I'm not going to say that because you're it's not a gonna family judge him. Game, but if there were weed, Sherb would be on it. I am absolutely 100% certain of that. Like, he's down with it.
There are weeds in the game. You should just give him, like, a bunch of weed.
See how he reacts to giving him a bunch of weed? I have a pot. I could give him some weed in a pot and see what happens.
There you go. This random dude who likes to eat, wanders around, and then occasionally finds your garden and waters it for you.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't put it together before now, but you're absolutely right.
There's like a small spark behind your house that he's growing other stuff and you just don't know.
Yeah, I didn't realize it. He's snuck his weed garden into my flowers. That's what's going on here. Gotta keep an eye on him.
Suddenly it turns into like Breaking Bad or Animal Crossing on your...
Yeah, my Sherb running a meth van outside. Yeah. Like, worry if I find a chemistry set up in his house, I'm gonna be worried.
Oh, now I really want that to happen for Sherb. You gotta give him all this stuff. Set him on the right path. Sherb is Jesse. Okay. And I mean, you have the pop star neighbors. You have people who are willing to buy.
Oh God, I'm not gonna turn my island into the druggy island. Like, I'm not gonna get people here for the hookup. Come on.
I mean, this is the wholesome content that I realize that Animal Crossing has.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, totally wholesome.
Oh jeez.
So we've talked about Animal Crossing for a lot. Clearly, I'm enjoying it. Seems like you're enjoying it, even though you haven't put as much time.
I haven't done much, but I'm enjoying it because it's weirdly peaceful and it's escapist in a way.
Yeah. It's been. I haven't even touched Doom yet. Like, that's partly because I've been on Animal Crossing, but
that's what I was gonna ask. I was expecting a Doom update.
No, I haven't. I've been playing Neo 2. I've been playing Animal Crossing, and I've been playing Slay of the Spire. Those are the only three things that I've pretty much touched since we've last talked. Like, I haven't started Doom because I want to finish Neo 2, because I'm afraid if I start Doom, I'm not going to go back to it. But my progress in Neo is slow, so I've kind of been... I'm wavering. I'm starting to waver. I might put Doom in sooner than later and see if I can keep both going.
In my gaming news... I've done a weird thing where...
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Why don't we do our mid-section break here. Let's do my the countdown cauldron. Get you to pick a number here for us, and I'll talk about something real quick. And then we'll get to your gaming news. How about that?
Certainly.
Okay. All right. So we're still in the 70s. You have picked 80 and 79 so far. So, 71 to 78, give me a choice.
I mean, I'm always going to pick a 75.
75 is a nice, like, I'm not great with you picking the fives and zeros every time.
Yeah.
But 75 is one of those nice, like, quarter numbers that you kind of have to pick. Like, you can't really ignore it. So I'm okay with this one. So 75. I don't even know how do you say it? So 75 is a game called VVVVVV.
Like the letter V over and over?
Yeah, it's the letter V six times. And I've never had to say it out loud before. And I've just like known that's the game. It's, I guess, VVVVVV. Like that's the game.
30?
I it's just VVVVVV.
What is the VVVVVV about? And here, maybe that'll explain why it's VVVVVV.
In the game, the player controls Captain Viridian, who must rescue their space crew after a teleporter malfunction caused them to be separated in dimension VVVVVV.
Okay.
Maybe you can call it V6?
But yeah, so this game beat 25 other games.
Yes, it did.
Why?
So this is probably, first of all, this is probably going to be the earliest game on the list because this game was released January 11th, 2010. So like nice. This was like one of the very first games of the decade. And I'm not sure if I played it immediately or got it a while later. It's been a while. But basically this game is very simple. Essentially, the only controls you have are left and right, and you switch the gravity. So you can't jump. You can't do anything. Like, when you switch the gravity, you just start flowing, going up to the ceiling or coming back down to the floor. And so that makes for a lot of interesting platforming puzzles, because you have to like switch gravity and like keep him floating in the middle of all these spikes, or like you flip him up to like a platform to get across like a bottomless pit. It's very unique.
So when you're floating, can you move left and right, or you have to walk on like platforms and stuff?
Yeah, so you can like move yourself as you're falling or flying upwards. One of the more infamous puzzles in the game, there's the standard objective, which is like finding your crew and saving them. And like the place you're in, there's like different areas, and like each, it's all kind of connected, and there are fast travel, like things you can go through. And it's also like an 8-bit type of graphics. Like it's not very, graphic intensive. But like each section has like crew members you can rescue, but there's also like extra like sea coins. I can't remember not C coins, V coins. I don't remember exactly what it is, but there's like extra things you can get, which are just kind of like the harder, puzzly, platformy type things to do. And one of the more infamous ones, you have to like change the gravity and like fall upwards through like five or six screens of nothing but spikes and like dodge back and forth perfectly to get to the coin at the top. And then you have to go back down the same five or six screens again a second time to get back to the checkpoint and save your progress. So like it's one of the probably the hardest trial in the game, and I wasn't able to do it. But a lot of people, like if you talk about this game, they will remember that specific achievement slash coin extra collectible to get.
And okay, it's an interesting game, but really, it beat the other 20. Like, it's that fun?
Yeah, it was like.
It seems like a Flappy Bird game.
I mean, it's not really a Flappy Bird because like there's a lot more platforming intensive difficulty stuff to get through. I enjoy platformers, so I'm always down for a platformer that changes it up and it isn't just like run and jump. This was in 2010, this was a very unique platformer. Indie games were just starting to get more notice at that time. And this one stood out a lot because of how unique it was compared to other things. Also, at the time, platformers hadn't really made their resurgence yet. So having this was like a breath of fresh air. The soundtrack was really neat, too. I love soundtracks. You already know that.
Yep.
And this is out for like everything. I think they ported it to like iOS, Android. According to Wikipedia, it's even on Switch now.
Like, it seems like a simple, not high, like you said, pixelated and everything. Like, it seems like not a poop game, but sort of in that vein of like easy enough, like not like taxing on your system.
Yeah, it's not a poop game because there are some like frustrating puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take some skill to play. Like, this isn't just like, I don't know if I'm like explaining it properly or not, but like this isn't a runner. This isn't like a mobile-y game in terms of the difficulty. It does require some sort of like platforming knowledge and skill. Like, you can't walk your way through it.
Okay, you can't just put yourself in the middle and walk and just float, push right and go all the way through.
Yeah. It takes timing and skill. But yeah, it stood out to me. It's an indie game highlight. I like it a lot. It's been a while since I've played it, but it's also a short play. It's like a couple hours. So I'll probably it's on my replay list. I think I played it on the PC the first time I played it. I might get it on Switch and like play it with a controller. Although I guess I could play it with a controller on PC and whatever. Put everything on Switch. I like having it portable. So, your gaming news.
Yes, in the Making Me a Gamer, I guess, update. Mm-hmm. To keep tallies, I haven't bought any new games per se.
Okay, aside from Animal Crossing.
Yeah, so I've bought 3 Switches now.
Wait, okay, hold on. So you have your Switch Lite.
I have my Switch Lite.
You got a Switch Lite for a gift.
I got a full Switch for like my cousins.
Okay, you got a full Switch for your cousins. Okay, so what happened to the third one?
So another birthday gift where it was another family member, and I was like, I'll give them a Switch Lite. And so I'm just handing out like Switch Lites like Oprah, basically.
So you're like a Switch ambassador. You've gotten to the point where you're just like, yes, you deserve a Switch.
You get a Switch, and you get a Switch. And I also bought Animal Crossing twice because my cousins are young, so I gave them Animal Crossing to play, and they're loving it as well.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad they're liking it.
But so now this brings up the dilemma of like, so with my family members all having Switches, the Switch is multiplayer. I'm looking at, I'm like, what are good multiplayer games for the Switch? And I'm not a multiplayer guy. I'm like a three kingdoms, the sit down and solo play things, or like sit on my island and build fossil things all the time. But like, they're like, we want to play with you now. And it's like, so this is where I have to come to you, I guess, for the future of like, are there good multiplayer games on the Switch for a variety of ages and non-gamers?
Yes. That is an answer I can give you at this moment. There are. I cannot tell you off the top of my head. I'd have to like look. But I mean, there's always Smash Brothers.
So again, they're not... Again, I'm looking... I'm dealing with a 10-year-old and like a 25-year-old who likes card games. Like, they literally got the Switch for Slay the Spire.
Okay. But like, Smash is good for all ages.
Okay.
Like, come on.
I don't know if I want to get them into the violent smashing type, but fair enough. Like,
Smash is on the lower end of violent. Like, Smash.
That's true. It's not like gory violence.
Yeah, it's not gory violence. It's fun party game violence. But speaking of parties, you can always go with Mario Party.
That's a great idea. They do love Mario Party.
That's on the Switch. I'm not sure if Mario Party has online play, though. That might only be a local thing. You'll have to look into that, check that out. You can also always, can't go wrong with Mario Kart. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which is the remaster from the Wii U version of Mario Kart. That is available on Switch. You can also do Splatoon. Splatoon 2. That's an online kind of ink-based multiplayer-y type thing.
What's that Mario versus Raving Rabbids thing in there? Is that a Switch game, or am I hallucinating
that? That is a Switch game, yes. Was that co-op? I think that there were like co-op levels we could do. But I think it was only
there was head-to-head as well. Yeah,
I think there were only that was only two players though, so you can't do more than two. But it is still a multiplayer game, yeah.
And then you know as well, Professor Q has invested in a Switch as well. So we have so many Switchers out there.
Yeah, yeah, we've got Switchers, and we can play online if you guys, you know, do that. Like, I'm waiting for Smash Brothers and let me visit your island and all that jazz.
The island thing, that might have to happen sooner. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you come and visit my island, though, can you steal my stuff?
I can, but I'm not going to. Like, so... There's friends and best friends. Anyone that visit your island automatically goes into your friends list. But you have to add, both people have to accept being best friends for like the more serious stuff. Like, I can't chop down trees or dig holes or do anything like that as a regular friend. I can just like take flowers. I don't think I can take like things you've put down though. It'll be like picking up fruit. Or like picking up flowers, that sort of thing is what you can do on another person's island.
Okay, but you can't like just go around like, can you dig fossils and stuff? No. Like, is it when I like okay.
You have to give, we have to become best friends to use the shovel and the axe, I believe.
And if we become best friends, I can then like go to your island and just mess around with your stuff.
Yes.
Not that I would.
Yeah, but I have to allow you onto my island first. You can't just visit me whenever you want.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, some quick actual gaming news, I guess. We're hitting towards the end here. This 2 weeks in a row we've kind of gone full Animal Crossing, but that's okay. First week we were talking about what it was before we played it, and now we've actually played it. Good comparison there. Like, what were we expecting versus what the reality was?
Yes.
But so, actual gaming news. A couple quick things. Obviously, coronavirus has fucked with a lot of things in the gaming world. Big thing that happened today was that they delayed The Last of Us 2, and a new release date has yet to be determined. Sony... the game is basically finished, but they didn't feel comfortable trying to release it in all this that's going on right now. It's probably purely money related and economy related. Because
you don't think it's because of like, I don't know what the content is, but maybe it's like too serious or something right now?
That is entirely possible. The reason they're giving is because they don't want to release it. Physical retail is having problems right now getting things. So that is the excuse they gave. But it is a game about a virus that kills off a lot of people and turns them into zombies. And it's like a post-apocalypse after a pandemic. So you never know.
Yeah.
So that was delayed. They also delayed Iron Man VR for the same reasons. And obviously that doesn't have the same...
There was an Iron Man game? Just Iron Man solo?
Yeah. It's a VR game where you play as Iron Man. And I feel like that actually has a lot of appeal. It's of course requires the price of getting into VR in the first place. So,
got it.
And then there's been some other delays. I think those are most movie related though. I think that's a big game one so far. There's a lot of movie releases that have been pushed back. You know, like Bond was pushed back.
Yeah, that one makes sense. No one's going out to theaters and stuff. Yeah. Games, I was like, oh, well, you can get it online or stuff.
Yeah, I feel like the digital games are going to do a lot of the brunt work for the next couple months. Let's see what else. There was a big announcement for us specifically. Nintendo had like a miniature direct where they announced a bunch of things and like release dates. And XCOM 2 is coming to the Switch.
XCOM 2?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Like, we both already have it, and, like, it's probably not as big a deal, but, you know, more people get to play XCOM 2, and it's portable.
Do we think we're going to get a 3 or not this year kind of thing?
I don't know. Like, all the announcements and stuff have been so messed up with what's going on and, like, delays and things. I have no idea... It might have been timed with like the new console launches, but who knows at this point. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Everything's a mess. E3 got canceled. I don't remember if we talked about that. But that's not happening.
I mean, I figure any mass gatherings are just not happening at this point.
Yeah.
And then speaking of mass gatherings then, so that means Overwatch.
Yeah, Overwatch. That was the other thing I was going to get to is that Overwatch League has gone to completely online for the rest of the season. There aren't going to be any more homestands. Depending on how things turn out, we may have gone to one of the only homestands that have ever happened for Overwatch League. So,
do you think like next year or something they might bring it back, or is it too much of a loss that we just don't know?
We have no idea at this point. Like this goes beyond like gaming stuff. Like if things are back to normal next year, I'm sure they'll try it again. But as of right now, everything is happening online. Teams that aren't supposed to be, like, there are teams moving to Korea because their health situation is better than the US, and they're like all Korean teams, so they feel safer being at home,
which is so ironic.
Yeah.
Considering, like, when we first started talking about this, we were like, oh, they better get out of Korea.
Yeah, but now they're all going back to Korea. So, you know, it's a weird-ass time for everyone, and gaming is no exception. But, you know what? We're here, me and you, Harvey Z and T-Man, making people gamers as best we can.
Continue distancing and continue figuring out more games to play, and or just more Animal Crossing. It'll be nothing but Animal Crossing for the rest of the month.
Make me an Animal Crosser. I guess maybe
that's just a furry show.
Oh yeah, maybe not. Maybe we'll figure it out. We'll keep the content coming. I did want to briefly, because it's exciting for me, briefly talk about Slay the Spire, because I've been playing the new character a bunch. Because they, on Switch, they finally released the fourth character. Have you been able to play as them at all yet?
So, I hadn't, but I played one of the variation things where I basically had access to, like, not my own cards. And so I suddenly started seeing, like, their cards.
Like,
but it was weird.
So, do you have the option to play as them? Is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I've downloaded them and everything.
So you just haven't actually done a run with them yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're weird. It took me, like, if you thought the defect was hard to get used to, the Watcher is going to be even more so. Like, it's
that's why, like, I was playing as the defect and I got like one or two Watcher cards and I'm like, this is so different from the rest.
Yeah, like the first couple runs I did terribly with them because I had no idea how to use them properly. But once I started unlocking their cards and realized like what the good synergies were, they're very high risk, high reward. So like there's basically the Watcher uses stances, and there's Wrath. The two main stances are Wrath and Calm. And Wrath doubles your damage, but also doubles the damage you take. So like Wrath is really good if you have the right set of cards and can like put an enemy away in one turn, because you can just output a shit ton of damage. Like you get a vulnerable status on the enemy, and then you're getting the vulnerable bonus plus the 2x damage from Wrath, and like, but if you leave yourself in Wrath, you take a ton of damage and you're down to low health very quickly. That's how I lost a lot of my runs, is I didn't time it right and like ended up letting the enemy get a ton of damage in on me before I could kill them. But then Calm doesn't do anything when you're in Calm, but when you exit the Calm stance, you get 2 extra energy. So you're basically putting yourself in Calm so that the next turn you get more energy to do more shit when you switch to Wrath. But also you can just exit your stance into like neutral, like, and not be any stance, and you still get the bonus of that extra energy. There's a lot of like playing cards to switch your stances, but making sure you don't end up in the wrong stance at the end of a turn and not having enough energy to like switch out of Wrath or, you know, get that extra boost from Calm. And then the third stance, which is a lot harder to get, is called Divinity. And what that is you have a what they call a mantra. And every time you can add mantra to like your status. And when you hit 10 mantra, you go into Divinity stance. And Divinity like triples your damage without like the damage against you bonus that Wrath has. So you get triple damage in Divinity, and also you get like triple energy. So you get a whole bunch more. You can just go to town, basically.
Uh-huh.
But the trick to Divinity is it ends after your turn is over with. So unlike Wrath and Calm persist for as long as you're in that stance until you change. Divinity is just a one turn kind of super boost, and then it's over with. And for me, I haven't been able to really work Divinity as well as I'd like, because I keep getting Divinity at the wrong time and then ending up with like shit in my hand. Like I have a bunch of blocks in my hand, so I can't take advantage of like the attack thing or the energy, and I'm just like fucked. Like you have to timing in with the mantra and Divinity is everything for this character.
Got it. Yeah, for me the frustration was once I got this character, because I'm still trying to beat the game, and I beat the game, now I've beaten the game with all 3 characters, but I haven't unlocked everything for Defect, and I'm one away from unlocking everything for Defect, but now there's this whole new character, and I'm like, do I have to do all this with that person too?
The answer is yes. So you should have unlocked like something specific after you've beaten it with the 3 main characters. You don't need to beat the entire game with the Watcher to unlock the next section, but you do have to like unlock. There's like the 5 stages of unlocking new like cards and relics through the Watcher. So when you play now, there should be like the triad of 3 keys.
Triad of 3 keys. I saw a screen with the keys on it.
Yeah,
but I don't have all 3 keys.
Well, have you beaten it with all 3 characters in the regular mode?
I thought I did, because I was missing on the green one, and I got the green one, but
okay,
nothing happened.
When you next time you play Slay the Spire, in your map setting, like in like the menu settings on the map, in the upper left corner, there should be like a shadow of like a triad of like three triangles. And in the actual game itself, as you're climbing, there will be opportunities to get the three keys that fit that triad. And that's what your goal is if you've beaten it with all three. If that hasn't appeared yet, then you haven't actually beaten Act 3 with all three of them then.
Okay, because I remember there was a sequence where I saw like a key being placed into that circle thing.
Right, and so you should have, if you do it with all three, you should see all three in there and then a special little cutscene. And then every time you play, like, here, I'll make it very simple. Have you unlocked Ascension for everyone?
Ascension being the...
Like, when you...
The tower?
No, no. There's Ascension level for each character should unlock after you've beaten it with all three. And what Ascension level is like, it makes the runs harder. And you can get all the way to Ascension level 20.
I have done that. I haven't played any Ascension maps, but okay, yeah.
But you have unlocked it.
I believe for all three I should have. Yeah.
Then if you've done that, then you should be able to do the keys.
Okay. Because, yeah, it was just the green one I was missing, and then I did the green one like 2 days ago. But I didn't get a cutscene when I beat the game.
I don't remember if there's like a huge cutscene or anything, but it should have shown all three and like told you that Ascension was unlocked and all that stuff.
I'll double check for it then, because okay. Now that I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah, let me know, because I'm trying to do this as vague as possible so you can figure it out on your own, but I also want to make sure like you've actually done it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why, at first I thought I was supposed to unlock everything. I haven't done it for the defect, but everything else is unlocked.
Yeah, I don't think you need to unlock everything. I think you just need to beat it with all three.
Okay.
All right, so that we just did a little... If you're wondering about Slay the Spire, we gave you some weird information on that. Sorry for...
Yeah, this was a weird... We just started actually talking about the game, like...
Yeah.
Oops.
But Slay the Spire is super fun. You should play it. Like, obviously, both of us are into it at this point. The new character is really fun. I'm glad it was a free update, and we didn't have to pay anything extra for it. So, yeah. Okay, that's the podcast. We've hit our time. Hopefully this went well and no audio hiccups. The first one went well. This one, it didn't even freeze in the middle like it did last time. So
It froze last time.
Yeah, like there was like a couple seconds where it didn't record anything for me, but we didn't lose anything.
Oops.
No, it's fine. It worked out. All right. So where can they find you, Harvey Z?
I almost don't want to say it, but you can find me on Twitter at the Z is silent.
I'm not going to make the joke I want to.
Yeah.
I'll be nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
You can find...
It's quarantine season. Just leave me alone.
You can find me on Twitter at T-Man's Plays Games. T-Man Plays Games. I don't know why I pluralized myself. You can find our podcast at Make Me a Podcast. You can find my writings at tmanwrites.com. I'm up to 81 on my top 100 countdown, so you could take a look at that. And you can always email us at makemeagamerpodcast@gmail.com. There is at least one email in there I meant to get to today. I forgot about it. I apologize. We will get to that next recording, I promise. And of course you can join us in the Discord. We're always looking for new Discord people. That's a link in the description. And that's it. We're done. We hear you and we see you. That's what I'm supposed to say at the end now, right?
Is that actually going to be a thing?
I mean, you said it can be a thing. Like you want us to have a sign off, right?
And it's we hear you and we see you. It sounded cooler the first time.
Okay, you're walking it back now that I've committed to it, huh?
Like, maybe it's because when I say it, it's cooler, but I don't know.
All right,
like,
well, fine. Harvey Z, you take us out with our catchphrase or ending monologue or whatever. What? Do it. Make it cool.
Dramatic effect. We hear you and we see you. Yeah, that was way cooler. I'm the man. I'm the fucking man. Yeah. This is a good catchphrase.
Okay, fine. Fuck it.